First today, we start off on home soil. The public backlash against the Victorian government and its handling of the COVID crisis has escalated today after a stunning backflip over a decision to allow a crowd at the races this weekend. The government had approved an extra 500 owners and their connections to attend two major meets. But late last night, the racing minister was forced to abandon the plan after a ferocious public and political response. Emily Burke reports from Melbourne.
Jockeys, trainers and handlers will be trackside at Moonee Valley this weekend, but after a backflip from the government, horse owners and their connections will have to watch the Cox Plate and the Manukato Stakes from home. There's still fury that the state government approved the crowd at all. Talkback callers to commercial radio weren't holding back.
Like, I am mad. Like, steam, I'm like the red in my hair, red in my head. It's just ridiculous.
It's just outrageous.
It's almost like, oh, they're getting it, but we can't, so it's not right.
Well, the anger continues. Email from Warwick. They were going to let 500 people go to the races on Saturday, but my daughter in year nine still can't go to school. Go figure.
3AW's Neil Mitchell pressed the racing minister, Martin Pakula, over how the rules could be changed to enable a crowd at the races.
What were you thinking?
Well, I think it's best when you make a blue just to put your hand up and say, I made a blue and reversed the decision quickly, and that's what I did.
Was it unfair?
Look, I think on some measures, yes, it is. I mean, it's not as if members and general punters and other race fans were allowed to attend, and it's not like those owners would have been able to stay for the day.
But so you still seem not to get it. People can't get to funerals. You're fining people 10 grand for opening the door to their shop. You're chasing old ladies around the park for not wearing a mask. And you're still trying to justify in some extent having 1,200 people at the bloody races.
Neil, I'm not trying to justify.
I mean, do you understand how unfair it was?
Neil, I do, and that's why it was reversed. It
certainly wasn't a spring carnival celebration where champagne was flowing and fashions on the field and the like. It was going to be a very sterile and subdued event.
Michael Browell is the Moonee Valley Racing Club CEO. He says the club respects the decision.
Whether we see owners returning in time for the Melbourne Cup Carnival at Flemington in 10 days' time, yet to be seen. It'll depend on the restrictions being wound back. But I think everybody in Victoria is looking forward to life getting back to a degree of normality, and hopefully we can start to take a few short steps in the coming days.
The Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the decision was in keeping with public health advice, but he says it was reversed because it was unpopular.
I can only be clear with you and say it was the wrong judgment to make. The Minister's spoken to that this morning. I'm confirming for you that it's not happening, and I am perhaps less focused on what's not happening on Saturday and more focused on what I genuinely hope can happen on Sunday. And that's some announcements around further easing.
There are 3 new infections today and no new deaths, and there are now just 10 mystery cases. But the Premier says yesterday's single case, which was in doubt, is now being regarded as a reinfection.
We are assuming, through an abundance of caution, that this person has got it for a second time. I think the international picture is one where there's literally a handful out of millions and millions of cases across the world. It would seem that there's only a very, very small number that are in that category, and perhaps we'll never actually know. But I think it's better to assume and be cautious than to jump to a conclusion that the best of science can't confirm for you.
That's the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews. Emily Burke with that report.